Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It is great to be with you, as always. I am Boyd Matheson, and I want to go back to where we started the day today, and that is, of course, with the former Vice President, Mike Pence, making his formal announcement today in Iowa. I want to get to part of that announcement program, the big rally there in Iowa, that nobody's really talking about, and I actually think it may well have been the most important message and the most important thing for all of us to think about when it comes to looking at who we might choose to be the next president of the United States, whether that's on the Democratic side or the Republican side. And so here's what most people miss today. So during the campaign rally in Iowa today, Karen Pence, wife of Mike Pence, did the introduction. And she did not do the typical rah-rah kind of speech for her husband. She didn't go through all the amazing qualities that her husband had, all of the positive, strong, bold things that that he has done. Instead, Karen Pence gave the message of the day. She started by bringing back a memory of losing, not winning, of losing two congressional races and what they learned from that experience. Take a listen.
In 1988 and 1990, we ran for Congress and lost. And it was a good thing that we lost. I see some friends nodding. Jay, I see you out there. But we were very arrogant, and we were very full of ourselves. We thought Mike and Karen Pence are God's gift to Washington, D.C., and we were humbled.
Think about that. Karen Pence saying that she and Mike Pence were arrogant, that they thought they were God's gift to the country. And they got whacked in two consecutive elections. And she said that was a good thing. I guarantee there has never been an introduction to someone about to announce they were running for president like Karen Pence delivered today. And I thought it was not just brilliant. I thought it was important. I think that humility is America's vital virtue. I do think it's important for our leaders to have humility. A couple of years ago, I sat down with our friend Dr. David Bob on the show. He's the president of the Bill of Rights Institute. We have him on the show pretty regularly. But he was discussing his book, Humility, An Unlikely Biography of America's Greatest Virtue. Again, we don't hear about this a lot in presidential campaigns. I'm telling you, humility is America's greatest virtue, and it is an unlikely one that we have to have in our leaders. So we talked with Dr. David Bob about humility and why it is essential, vital, and crucial for good leadership.
And humility has to be right up there, right? You listen to politicians and you hear them, I'm humbled by today's results. I'm proud to be elected your United States Senator, your governor. And then they promptly go on and nothing bespeaks humility about the way that they act. So we hear about it in politics, but do we see a lot of examples? And to further complicate things, can you be humble and great at the same time? Because I think that a lot of people who are very ambitious, whether it's in politics or business or whatever field of endeavor, they feel like to be humble is to kind of give up on ambition.
And that is just not true. To be humble is not to give up on ambition. And Dr. Bob went on to talk about the ultimate example in humility in leadership. And that was the example of George Washington, who had humbling experiences in his youth. Take a listen.
When we talk to young people at the Bill of Rights Institute, we tell them Washington as a teenager would have been all over Instagram, pictures of him in his military uniform, right?
Right.
And he was a guy that would have had selfies. And
yeah.
So as a 20-year-old fighting for the Brits at the time, he basically touched off a world war. And that was the French, what came to be known as the French and Indian War. And it was, very many historians think, done through an act that was really rash. In other words, he was ambitious, but he had to, in the the wake of this incident and the repercussions that came for him in his military career, asked himself in a deep way, what do I want to be famous for? And I think it was a chastening of his spirit, not a dampening of his ambition, that said, I got to channel this prodigious ambition in the right direction, or else I could end up with a tyrannical soul. And there's a lot of people that throughout history we know that never did that, and they ended up as tyrants. Washington ended up as the man who is rightfully known as the father of our country because he gave up power when he could have kept it.
So many lessons there within George Washington, but that it was that chastening of his arrogance that was a real turning point, a real key. And again, circling back to what Karen Pence said as she introduced her husband, former Vice President Mike Pence, today, talked about a very humbling experience. And she was grateful for the experience of being humiliated, of being chastened by the arrogance, and beginning to understand what it really means to be a humble servant kind of leader. So, again, not one that you're hearing on a lot of the cable news networks today in terms of what was said at the former vice president's announcement today. But I think that humility component is a conversation we have to get to, and one that we should absolutely expect from our leaders, especially those who are seeking the highest office in the land. And far too often, we have the opposite of humility in leaders today. And I use leaders in air quotes there because I don't think they're true leaders unless they do have that kind of humility and restraint. But we do have the egotistical elite who believe they have all the answers for all the people, and they rarely have an interest in what others are saying or what they're doing. Those who promise everything as long they're given power, they rarely have the humility to develop the real solutions that society really needs with the pressing problems that we have today. And sadly, humble servant leaders in government or business or community have become a rare and I would even say an endangered species. But a leader who's humble enough to listen and learn while recognizing they don't have all the answers is actually the leader worth following. And that's not a left or right issue. That's not a Democrat or a Republican issue. That's a leadership issue. And the leader who is willing to be humble, who will listen and learn, who will be willing to say, you know what, I was wrong, or I learned something new. I had the humility enough to not be instantly certain. I had the humility enough to ask a question and listen, to question why someone else might see it different. And sadly, a lot of reporters and journalists and pundits and politicians, they'd be real wise to give humility some space as they race to the microphones and cameras and keyboards to declare with sort of a myopic certainty and zeal that they know what's most important in terms of the topics of the day. And so we have to beware of this axis of arrogance, that we don't allow it to win out in the end, because ultimately that leads to bad places and spaces. Humility, I think, can overcome tyranny. I think it leads to the ultimate in freedom and human flourishing. And it was once said of George Washington that Washington was not born humble any more than he was born great. Humility really is a lifelong journey that leads to never-ending learning, authentic confidence, never arrogance, and true greatness. So the path to humility has to be pursued daily in our conversations, in our communities, in our congregations, and in our personal contemplations. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and humbly do something today that'll make a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.